Welcome to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast. Today is Thursday, June 15th, and this is a look around the Jaguars organization, and today it is straight football. We recap mandatory minicamp, and this wraps up the final week of work of the offseason program, and as we speak, veteran players and coaches are scattering in different directions for the next 5 weeks. The rookies will be around two more weeks for additional off-season program work. The rookies then report for training camp July 19th, and veterans report July 26th, and that's coming up before we know it. Let's start the week in review back on Monday when left tackle Brandon Albert reported for mandatory minicamp. And from the sounds of it, his time away from the team was important for him in a few ways.
I got my body right. My body is pretty beat up after, you know, the last 3 years being in Miami, mentally, spiritually, and physically. The last 3 years took a toll off me, and I think this reset myself. And I found myself as a man of the Lord, and I'm just here to happy to be, man. To be honest with you, it's hard, but you know, where would you rather be? You know, you could be somewhere, there's people worse off somewhere. It's a challenging, but it's a blessing at the same time, and not everybody blessed to play this game, and I'm just real happy to be here.
When asked about not being in touch with the team and how he can build that trust, Albert had a straightforward answer.
Listen, man, everything gets, you know, in a place of business, things get ridiculed, violently opposed, then gets accepted. I do my job, everything will be forgot about. So that's all I got to do, learn the playbook and move on.
On the conditioning point, he said it kind of hit him getting out there for the first time that he has some room to improve his fitness. But no worries, he'll be ready when it counts.
This is June. Real time start in July. Right now I'm working myself to get back in shape. I got a lot of work, you know, but it's not my far off. I ran a conditioning test yesterday. I came in yesterday off a plane, so I'm not making no excuses. I'm just happy to be out here with the guys, learning. I'm way more healthy than I felt the last few years, and I'm just happy to be here.
Albert said the right things Tuesday, and he had the feel of a 10th-year veteran. That's a good start. But now it's about being in shape and ready to go when training camp gets underway. Now, he did say that he will be in attendance for training camp. He wanted to eliminate any ideas of a holdout. Now to the head coach's reaction. Somebody asked Doug Marrone Tuesday if there's a way to connect with Albert, get back on the same page, maybe build a bridge of some kind. Well, Marrone gave the most Doug Marrone answer possible.
Yeah, I'm not looking to build any bridges with anyone. I'm looking to build a good football team and a winning football team. I mean, whoever the best players are, they're going to play. And like I said, I have enough friends. I don't really need any. I'm looking for good football players. I'm looking to win games.
You got to love that. And at the end of the day, that's what this is about. These guys are professional football players, and he's the head coach. That's the relationship. And thank goodness that the Albert holdout, and I'm using air quotes as I talk, not that it ever was worthy of a story, but now it is no longer a headline, at least. It's time to move on, and the Jags did that Wednesday, and quarterback Blake Bortles met the media for the final time before the dead period that day. And for the fourth-year quarterback, the next 5 weeks, time he will spend with his personal throwing coaches in California, well, those weeks are key leading into the most important training camp of his career.
You know, 2 years ago I went out there, and last year I stayed here the whole time. But, you know, I think it's, you know, it's one of those things where there's, you know, we have Coach Coughlin here, we have Doug Marrone here, we have Nathaniel Hackett, who, you know, we all as an offense are extremely comfortable and confident with. And it just feels as though you guys are, you know, sick and tired of being below average and not being successful when we feel as though we have the ability to be a good team, and, you know, we haven't been. So I think, you know, it's time to make a change. It's not going to happen overnight. You got to go do something about it. I just football oriented, I guess. You know, I'm going out there, and I'll be throwing out there the whole time, and trying to, you know, like we talked about earlier, figure out those things, tune up everything, get all that ready to go, and be able to show up here, you know, at the end of July in the best shape possible and ready to go, because we got a lot of work to do.
Another honest answer from a quarterback that knows what he has shown on the field is not good enough. Let's see what he looks like when he returns. Now to Thursday, the final practice of the offseason program. Marrone met the media after Thursday's workout, and the message for the whole team on the way out was pretty simple. Be ready for late July.
I don't know if momentum's the right word, but as far as what we've been doing, as far as trying to get in shape and get stronger, you know, obviously we made some strides in that area. So, you know, we want to continue to do that. So this way, when we come back, we think this is an opportunity, this point in time, where, you know, you can obviously get better, you can make a difference, coming in great shape, and coming in stronger, gives us the ability to practice at a better tempo, more efficient. So we talked to the players about that, and, you know, I think it's important, you know, how, you know, and again, we'll see when they come back, like I told them. We'll see how they are when they come back.
We've heard about and seen Calais Campbell's leadership stand out during this offseason program, but hearing from Leonard Fournette after practice Thursday, it's reaching over to the first-round pick and the offense as well.
You know, it's funny, you know, going against Calais each and every day, you know, and his leadership and his experience, you know, he sits next to me in the locker. I talk to him every day, you know, so just getting his feedback of how, or what do you think I did today, or what do you think I need to do or improve on, is a lot. It means a lot to me.
After practice was done, it was our only chance to meet with Jaguars assistant coaches, likely for a while. And we'll start on offense with Nathaniel Hackett back as the coordinator. The prevailing question is, how has Blake Bortles looked?
He did good. You know, I mean, it's always kind of an up and down thing with any quarterback, and there's some things that he definitely still needs to work on, and it's great to have been with him for 2 years. So our communication and how I kind of give him the system and how I want him to look at it has been a very easy transition for anybody that, you know, coming into this role, you know, full time and kind of installing a new system. That it's been good. He's really grasped it well. I think that's the exciting thing. He definitely, the big key is for us to see everything the same. And as long as we see everything the same, we'll be able to, you know, continually get better.
On defense, Todd Wash has a few new players on the field this year, including three big-time free agent signings. Calais Campbell looks like an easy leader up front.
You know, as a matter of fact, I was just talking with Coach Coughlin about it. You know, he reminds me a little bit of Derek Brooks as a person, you know, and a leader within our team, how he takes those younger guys under his wing. He's a tremendous leader, and then when he gets on the grass, he's a physical presence. So, we're very fortunate we were able to sign him this offseason, and we look forward to him in the fall.
Over the next few weeks, we'll hear more from Hackett and Wash from their availability and from the other assistant coaches who spoke Thursday afternoon. Also, over the next 5 weeks on Jaguars.com, check out different Jaguars assistant coaches mic'd up. Earlier this week, running backs coach Tyrone Wheatley.
That's the thing that's wrong with you young cats, man. You know, everything now is so choreographed already. Got to be smooth, man. You know what I'm saying? Smooth. Hey, Corey said if you get the ball out today, he'll give you $50. Everything y'all do is such a rush. It's rush. It's rush. It's rush. It's rush. Microwave. I want it right now, you know. Back in the day, we were smooth, man. On the linebackers, if they get the ball out, you'll give them $50. No, you're going to give them $50. You ain't had no microwave. You had to put it in the oven, let it marinate. You know what I mean?
Tight it up in there.
Didn't have a microwave. Put that, you know what I'm saying? Put it in the oven. How we going through these bags? Man, this is how I want it to look, right? Don't break stride. Making moves. Shoulders over, good balance and base. Making moves on the moves. 2 feet in. Go. Ball up, ball up, ball up, ball up. Tighter. Keep it. Yep. Go. Good. I like that ball. Go. Flip it, Corey. Flip it, Corey. There you go. Oh, my goodness. You better never stop your feet running, Corey. There you go, T. I like that. Damn, that's good.
Check out the full Wheatley feature on Jaguars.com. Some other coaches on the docket in the next few weeks. O-line coach Pat Flaherty, secondary coach Perry Fuel, and yes, special teams coordinator Joe DeCamillis. We'll look forward to all of those. We'll be back next week with a few things away from the field on the docket. One quick Daly's Place reminder. The next concert at Daly's Place is coming up June 24th. Rise Against and Deftones. And then Diana Ross coming up June 28th. Tickets available for all shows at dailiesplace.com. Our thanks to Jaguars manager of radio, Joe Fortunato. And thanks to you for listening to the J.P. Shadrick podcast.